Her money was hidden.
I had probably $20,000 total.
And you put that someplace under a mattress in your house.
Did her daughter discover her stash?
She was not working at the time, and I found out she had purchased a dog for $1,600. And then these are lottery tickets I found in her bedroom.
So how does that prove she stole any money from you? We want to continue, or we want to say goodbye to each other?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Dawn Carmichael is suing her daughter, 19-year-old Megan Carmichael, for stealing $5,000 in cash from her home. Megan is countersuing, claiming her mother stole her lottery winnings and sold her dog.
Order. All rise.
Case number 8 on the calendar in the matter of Carmichael versus Carmichael.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated, sir. Have a seat.
Ms. Carmichael, it is your claim that the defendant, who's your daughter, stole a whole bunch of cash that you had saved in your house. The defendant says she didn't do it. She has some sort of a counterclaim that I'll get to, maybe. What kind of work do you do?
I'm in the Army Reserve. I'm a nurse.
What was this money from?
Part of it was from an overpayment from the military.
How much of a part of it was an overpayment?
I had probably $20,000 total.
I'd like you to keep your voice up for me, please.
Yes, ma'am.
So you were overpaid $20,000. And the Army didn't pay you in cash?
No, ma'am.
The Army pays you by check?
Yes, ma'am, or direct deposit.
Or direct deposit into your bank account?
Yes, ma'am.
So according to you, the complaint that I read, which I believe... this much. You took the money that was safe in a bank and you cashed it and took a whole bunch of the cash that you knew you were going to have to repay to the Army because they paid you too much.
Yes, ma'am.
And you put that someplace under a mattress in your house or in a box or in a drawer or in something in your house. Non-locked, not bank. And you knew you had to return that money. So first, what I want you to do is try to explain to me why, when you knew you had to return the money to the Army because it was an overpayment, you would take the money out of a safe bank and put it in your house.
Ma'am, it was not in the bank. They sent me a check in the mail.
Well, and just a second. You said either by check or by direct deposit. Either way, if they sent it by direct deposit, it was a bank.
Yes, ma'am.
And if they sent it by a check, you're not accusing her of stealing the check. You took the check and you put it in the bank by a deposit.
No, ma'am.
What did you do?
I cashed the check.
$20,000 check you cashed.
No, ma'am, it was two checks a month I received, and it did expire. And when I called higher headquarters, they said to cash it. And when I get the total amount, they will debit my account.
Ms. Carmichael, I believe you not.
Okay. And I had other money.
I believe you not. I just want you to understand that.
Yes, ma'am.
Good. Okay. Now, you have 3 minutes. You want to give me all the paperwork to prove to me that you took the cash out and some proof that you had it in the house.
Yes, ma'am.
And then we're going to have the proof that you have that she stole the money rather than you coming to court today because you don't have the money to pay back to the Army and you figure this may be a way to get it. Do you understand what I'm saying, Ms. Carmichael?
Yes, ma'am.
I figured you would.
Okay.
We want to continue or we want to say goodbye to each other?
No, ma'am. No, I do not. These are where I had cashed the checks and she was not working at the time. And I found out she had purchased a dog. Her and her boyfriend had purchased a dog for $1,600. I didn't know where that money came from. They opened a bank account. These are all the money they went through.
What do you mean all the money they went through? Are you the boyfriend?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work?
Yes, ma'am.
What kind of work do you do?
I package fruit.
Do you have a bank account together?
We did.
Go ahead.
And then these are lottery tickets I found that in her bedroom.
So how does that prove she stole any money from you? If I believe your story,
okay,
which I don't believe.
Okay, she had sent
me. Listen to me, Ms. Carmichael. If I believe your story, which I don't believe, that you kept, according to you, $5,000 in your house, knowing you had to return it to the Army, which would seem to me a perfect reason why you don't keep $5,000 in your house. Do you understand? You understand my problem? Your second problem is she says she didn't take the money. So she bought a dog with her boyfriend And you found lottery tickets in her room. And?
Where did the money, the $1,600 come from buying the dog? Where did all the money come from the savings account? She had no job.
He does.
He doesn't make that type of money.
Listen, that's not for them to prove where the money came from. It's for you to prove that they stole it.
And I have an email from my daughter stating that she apologized and that she would pay me back the money.
Oh, very good. I would like to see when she wrote that email.
And
do you live with your mother? Bert, can you tell when this was written? I know what the date is on it. Is there any way that you can tell what date that is? I mean, I'm technically challenged.
Yeah, well, it's...
I know what date it says it's written on.
That's
and you downloaded this email from where? From a year ago.
From my computer. It was
from your computer. I don't believe you, Ms. Carmichael. That's your problem. I didn't believe you when I read it. I didn't believe that a mother keeps $5,000 who doesn't make a whole bunch of money, accepts overpayment. And then the Army says, you know, you'll just
ma'am,
save
I work
it up and we'll send you back.
Full-time as a nurse.
What?
I do work. Full-time as a nurse.
That's wonderful.
So I do have income.
That's wonderful.
Yes, ma'am.
That's terrific. There's no logical reason for you to keep $5,000 in your house for a year. I don't see it.
I've kept that. My other daughter paid me $4,000 that she borrowed from me for a camera. And she gave me that money and I had that in the envelope underneath the waterbed. I had
goodbye, Ms. Carmichael. I don't believe you. Take your case back to small claims court.
You may step out.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Martinez versus Betzel, step forward.
Daycare provider Encarnacion Nanny Martinez is suing former client Karen Betzel for unpaid child care fees. Karen claims the plaintiff never informed her that her state aid had run out.
Ms. Martinez, you run a daycare facility. The defendant put her two children in your daycare facility and you were supposed to be paid by the state because she was entitled to receiving assistance from the state for daycare. According to her, one of her children was the winner of a lottery, so through that lottery, and the other child was supposed to receive assistance. It is your claim that the assistance didn't come through for one or both of the children, and she is responsible for paying you independently for the care that you provided for either one or two of the children.
Correct.
Did she sign a contract?
The application is the contract.
Do you sign the contract?
Yeah, I do, and she does too.
Let me look at it. Okay, I'm not going through all these things. I want you to show me where she said she was going to pay you and what she was going to pay you.
Okay.
Just show me where. Don't speak.
What?
Mark where she said she was going to pay you and what she was going to pay you. Right.
You want to read it?
No.
Or you want to?
I want to read it.
The pen. Okay. Thank you.
This doesn't say anything.
She says she's supposed to agree with the policies and procedures and follow the rules. Is that what it says?
A contract provides for an offer and acceptance, stated amounts. What this is a statement is acceptance and personal credit application, and it also is a medical history of children, what she's going to be required to do. I want you to show me something where she says, if the state doesn't pay, I will pay.
I don't have that in writing.
Well, if you don't have that in writing and you have this in writing, then you have no case.
Okay.
Good, thank you.
Is that the way you feel?
Good. Thank you. That's all.
Excuse me. Step out.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Williams versus Reed. Step forward.
Joseph Williams Jr. is suing fellow motorist Tiffany Reed for backing into his car while he was driving down the street.
Mr. Williams, you're driving down the street. You're on your way to pick up your daughter, according to your complaint. And the defendant was pulling out of her driveway, backed up into your car.
Yes, ma'am.
And you want to be compensated for that and some other nonsense. Now, did you go to the hospital?
No, ma'am.
Did you go to the doctor?
No, ma'am.
Okay. You got into some sort of kerfuffle and you slipped and fell on the ice. And it wasn't a pleasant experience because the two of you, who are both adults, didn't, I don't know whether you both handled this experience in an adult way, understanding that nobody intended for it to happen. It was what you call an accident based upon somebody's negligence or maybe the negligence of both of you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I would like you to get to why it's not your fault.
Okay. He ducked around the corner almost as if it was like a setup. And then the daughter busted out her house with a gun.
No, listen.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey.
And later today.
If I ask you a question, you know the answer, you can tell me.
No problem.
If you don't know the answer, then don't say anything.
Yes, ma'am.
Uncross your arms.
Okay.
And then I'm going to give you a chance to tell me.
All right.
Is that fair?
Amen.
That's my middle name, Fair.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Joseph Williams Jr. says fellow motorist Tiffany Reed hit his car when she backed out of her driveway. Tiffany says Joseph was driving on the wrong side of the road.
Okay, I want you to walk over to that map, and while you're walking over there, tell me on what date did this happen?
February the 2nd.
2014. And I'd like you to show me where your daughter's house was that you were going to.
My daughter's house would be right here.
Now, when you were driving down the street, I want you to show me where you say that your car was hit.
My car was hit by the rear door, the rear wheel.
So you weren't in front of your daughter's house?
No, ma'am.
Were you intending to pull into her driveway?
Yes, ma'am. I had slowed because her driveway would have been right here, and I was going to pull in.
And defendant came out of her driveway and clipped your car?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have pictures of the car, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Could you step back and Officer Byrd will take those photographs for me to look at?
I have better pictures on the phone.
I'll look at whatever your better pictures are.
I don't operate my phone that good. She has to do
it. I don't either.
She has to do that.
Got it. Okay. All right. Well, Miss Reed?
Yes.
Sounds to me like a very simple case. You were pulling out of the driveway. He has the right of way. You don't. I'd like to hear a defense.
Okay, I was backing out. My son was in the back seat. He is 8 years old. And I was, you know, talking to him, driving real slow. I was driving very, very slow because I also have a video here to show our weather in Detroit is very bad.
I don't care about
okay.
the weather.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I would like you to get to
so basically,
why it's not your fault.
Okay, so basically how he's saying he's pulled around, he ducked around the corner almost as if it was like a setup. And then the daughter busted out her house with a gun.
No, listen.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey.
I'm sorry.
Don't skip over. What
happened?
Go over to the map.
Okay.
And show me where you say you hit him, because it's clear you hit his car.
Correct.
You're coming out of the driveway. He has the right of way. You don't. So.
Well, he took a shortcut. He was on the wrong side of the street.
Well, show me.
So basically, here's the street he turned off of.
Listen to me.
Okay.
You didn't see that.
Okay.
Don't speculate as to what you think he did.
Okay.
Because you didn't see him coming around the corner.
Correct. Okay. Well, when I was backing out the driveway, all of a sudden I heard a bump. And basically, he was directly behind my car, blocking me in my driveway.
So what you're telling me is that his car was over.
It was over slightly.
It was over the line.
Right.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, it was on the left side of the street versus the right side of the street.
You have pictures of that?
No,
do you have pictures of that? Sit down.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
You need to shut up for a minute, okay?
Got it.
Don't say anything else out of line here. Do you understand me?
Mm-hmm.
We clear?
Yes, sir.
All right. That's the last time I'm going to tell you, too.
Good.
All right.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Joseph Williams Jr. says fellow motorist Tiffany Reed hit his car when she backed out of her driveway. Tiffany says Joseph was driving on the wrong side of the road.
Now, it's still your fault. It's your fault.
Okay.
That's it. You're coming out of the driveway. It's your responsibility to make sure that it's absolutely clear whether he's left, right, center, whatever. It's your responsibility.
Okay.
And whether you were distracted by your 8-year-old who was very active, it's irrelevant.
Yes, I understand.
Good. How much did it cost to have your car fixed?
It was almost $1,600.
You have the...
Yes, I do.
Okay. Judging for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,663. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Rigard versus Thompson. Step forward.
Christy Rigard is suing her former tenant, Benny Thompson, for unpaid rent and for punching holes into the walls of her home.
Ms. Rigard, the defendant was a friend of yours. He ran into some difficulty. You allowed him to move into your home.
Yes, ma'am.
With the agreement that he would pay some for rent.
Yes.
And a little bit towards the cable
bill. Yes.
The total amount that he was supposed to pay you for rent was how much, Mr. Thompson?
$325, I think.
$325?
Yes.
And how much for the cable?
$25.
How much were you supposed to pay altogether?
$325.
No, you know. How much was he supposed to pay?
Around $355.
Are you asking me or telling me?
No, it's about $355 a month.
Not about. Can't be about.
$355.
That included rent and cable?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
And when did you move in, sir?
I moved in, I believe, in January.
When did he move in?
March of 2013.
Hey, I'm tired.
And when did you move out, Mr. Thompson? When did he move out?
February of 2014.
So you were there for a year?
Something like that, I guess.
Ms. Rieger, you claim that he owes you for rent and for some damage that he allegedly did to the room that he was living in. Mr. Thompson, listen to me very carefully, sir.
Mm-hmm.
In what month did you stop paying rent?
When I stopped paying rent, I paid what I could give because at times I was having trouble.
No. In what month did you stop paying rent? Oh, this is going to be easy. In what month did he stop paying rent?
He stopped paying rent in August of 2013.
Okay, and he lived there until February.
Yes, ma'am. I felt bad.
August, September, October, November, December, January, February. 7 months.
Yes, ma'am.
This is easy. We're going to finish this case. 7 times $355 equals $2,485. Okay. Now, you say that he caused some damage to your house.
Yes, ma'am.
That's... I ain't caused no damage to
your
house.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Were you present when he caused the damage?
No, I was not.
You were not. Who was present?
My boyfriend.
Just joking.
If I ask you a question, you know the answer, you can tell me.
No problem.
If you don't know the answer, then don't say anything.
Yes, ma'am.
He's going to tell me what he saw you do in the house. Uncross your arms.
Okay.
And then I'm going to give you a chance to tell me.
All right.
Is that fair?
Amen.
That's my middle name, Fair. Stand
Hallelujah.
Up.
Hallelujah.
Your last name is?
Davis.
Davis. When did he cause damage to the room?
It was on February 14th, 2013.
Were you at home?
I was there.
Tell me what you saw.
Well, Christy went to the grocery store that day, and he came and confronted me, talking about I was trying to holler at his girl, and I was telling him, no, I don't want her, you know? And so,
Why you want that?
So somebody told me that somebody had seen him slap Christy on the tail.
You listening to me? I'm listening.
I'm gonna need you to shut up for a minute, okay?
Gotcha.
Don't say anything else out of line here. Do you understand me?
Mm-hmm.
We clear?
Yes, sir.
All right. That's the last time I'm gonna tell you, too.
Good.
All right.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay. Just tell me what you saw him do.
He swung at me and missed and hit the wall.
Okay. You saw him do that how many times? Just one or two?
Two.
Two. And were there holes in the wall where he hit the wall?
Yes, ma'am.
How many holes?
Two.
Do you have pictures of the two holes?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to see them.
Here's the other one.
Do you own or rent this house?
I'm renting it.
You're renting?
Yes, ma'am.
No, one of these holes is from when the door swung open and it went through the plasterboard.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you swing at the wall? Listen to me.
No, I didn't swing at the wall.
Who swung at the wall?
I didn't swing at the wall.
I don't know either. Here. Take this. I don't know. Understand who it is. Perfect. You didn't pay rent? You don't know how much rent you owe her because sometimes you didn't have money? Is that right?
Exactly.
Good. $24.85. Judgment for the plaintiff. Thank you. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
A fed-up first wife.
You said, I don't want to have anything to do with you anymore. And quite frankly, I've known him for a short period of time, and I understand it. You're his current girlfriend. I would think about your future plans.
Judge Judy.
I'm just ready to get out of here and go home.
I'm satisfied with what she gave us.
The plaintiff sitting here lying about that I did this and did that, and yet I got very frustrated and upset.
In the beginning, I felt bad for him because he didn't have anybody. He said he was going to be homeless.
We'll never be friends again. She and then kissed my...
I'm not letting anybody live with me except for my boyfriend and our kids.